So for those that may not know, on this past Sunday, the Lord gave me a message to minister to our youth and young adults, the importance of having a mind to heed your elders. And of course, that link will be in the description of this episode. Now, unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties, so the message is not available on YouTube. We did send out a link, but after reviewing the footage, we saw that it was not up to the standard that we normally put videos out, so it was taken off of YouTube. So if you want to listen to it, it is available here on the podcast, and that link will be below. But nevertheless, one of the things we were trying to teach our young people is that it's important to listen to your elders. And we defined what an elder is biblically as far as the official position in the church. But also, there are times where young people need to listen to people that are older when it comes to their age. Just because someone is older or gray-haired, that does not mean that they do not know what they're talking about. There is nothing new under the sun. And especially when that older person is attached to God. Because you do have old fools just like you got young fools, but you can't take away from some of the experiences that people have in life. But we sure enough need to learn from the experiences that older people have when it comes to their walk with God. And so we went to Proverbs 16 and 31, such a powerful verse. It is worth repeating here on this week's Weekly Word episode. Solomon said, "The silver-headed head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness." It is an honorable thing to get old nowadays. I mean, you don't have to be born again nor spirit filled to see that there are more young people dying in our day and time than older people. And so to get old, it's an honor nowadays. It's an honor to be up in age. And I'm not talking like 30 years old. I'm talking about if you can make it to your late 60s, 70s, 80s and further, that is definitely a blessing to have that much experience with people, life, money, but especially according to this verse, in the way of righteousness. And I was telling the young people how much I appreciated some of the older saints that God allowed me to meet on this journey. I talked about just different people that touched my life in a positive way. Some were related by blood, but many of them were related by the Spirit. And so I'm just thankful for our elders and our day and time. I believe it's a sad day when many of our young people don't want to heed some of the wisdom that our elders have and can provide. I believe that is something that we need to go back to. You know, when I was coming up, we used to talk about people that were older than us. We would say, "You are just old school." But there was another saying that we had is that, you know, this music I may be listening to, it may be an oldie, but it's a goodie. And it's some of the same things that we can consider when it comes to the older saints. They may be old, but they got some good stuff. They got some good wisdom that they can drop, or some gems that they can drop on us. It was the older saints that taught us about prayer, praying through. You better pray through, honey. Don't just pray, but pray through. You need to get filled with the whole Holy Ghost. See, that's some stuff that's old but good. That's some good stuff. That's what our young people need to hear. And anytime you have young people in our day and time that can sit at the feet of an elder, sit at the feet of someone who has been in God for 20, 30, 40 years, and you can take heed to what they are telling you, you're going to be a productive individual. So let us remember Proverbs 16:31, the silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. So to all of my young listeners, let us not neglect parents, grandparents, even great grandparents, but especially let us not neglect them if they are connected to God, as well as the saints that are older than us that have been in God for a number of years. They can still teach us something. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that message. We talked about King Rehoboam, how he failed to listen to the elders in his day, and it cost him his life, it cost the kingdom, and it just brought him a number of consequences because he chose to listen to the young men the Bible says that he grew up with. So check that message out, A Mind to Heed Your Elders, and that will be the conclusion of the series that the Lord gave me as we're trying to help our young people to have the mind of Christ. So check that out. I thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of A Weekly Word, and I hope you join me next week if the Lord allows. Have a wonderful day and weekend. God bless you.